Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk a little bit about a performance coming up very soon, coming up on Friday, October 11th at 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. It's going to be a Neil Diamond tribute, and Keith Allen is the star of the show. Keith, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much. How long have you been doing the Neil Diamond tribute performance?
Well, let's see. Started back in... Actually, I started this in early 08, so it about almost 12 years.
Have you been a performer for a long time?
Well, I've been performing since I was 14 years old, so it's been over 30 years. So.
How'd you get started on stage?
When I was 14, for my birthday, some people took me to a comedy club and on an open mic night, and they wanted me to get up and do some comedy because I always like to do that at school and things. And I got on stage, and the guy who owned the club said he was so good he wanted to put me on a bigger stage, and I ended up in Chicago at the Vic Theater. And for the next 6 years, I was doing stand-up and touring around with some of the bigger names at the time. It was back in the 80s, of course, and then from there, I went in the military, and while I was in the military, I just fell in love with singing. And so then when I got out of the military, I started singing, started doing Elvis, and I did Elvis for about 14 years, and then my wife made me change over to Neil Diamond.
Little peer pressure, huh?
Well, she was right. I don't look like Elvis. I look more like Neil Diamond, and since I was an impressionist anyway, I do a lot of voices. Neil Diamond was just an easy voice to do.
Sure, sure. Well, talk a little bit about the comedy thing. I'm kind of intrigued by that. I don't think there's anything in performance tougher to do than stand-up comedy on stage, because folks either like it or they don't, and they usually let you know. Did that kind of prepare you for performing, doing these different types of shows on stage?
You know what? Yes, it did. But see, I was... Because of my age and everything, being young, I was usually slated as what they would call a crowd warmer or an opening act. My job was not necessarily to be the comedian for everybody. My job was to get the audience ready for the comedian that was coming up. I toured around with Tim Allen for about 14 months, and during that time, I got to open up for some pretty great people like Robin Williams and Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle and Sherman Hemsley, George Wallace, but not the governor. By doing this, you got to meet a lot of diverse crowds, and you got to try your comedy out in different, in different crowds. So people take things different ways, and you have to be able to sort of make your adjustments on the fly, because you know you have your show and that's what you do, and now you have to perform for this type of audience and it might not be what you're used to, so you have to make your adjustments on the fly and go on. And yes, that prepared me for singing. I always wanted to mix my comedy with my singing, which is what I do now, because I would probably call my show a romantic comedy. But when I did the Elvis, it just didn't match up. And, you know, people weren't ready for an Elvis that was making them laugh. They wanted to hear the music, and that's all they wanted to hear. But at the same time, when I do Neil Diamond, they're more accepting of the comedy, the brand of comedy that I use in the show, which is kind of cool.
Sure. Yeah, this isn't just a karaoke performance. This is a stage event.
Yes, it's we consider it a Broadway-style production.
So this is something that the crowd has an opportunity to kind of connect with a little bit.
Yes, and I like to connect with my audience, and it's a very personal show. It's a very intimate show, and it wouldn't matter whether there was 5,000 people out there or, you know, five people out there. It's going to be an intimate performance, because I like to draw my audience into the show, and I do audience participation. And within the first 5 minutes of the show, you know what you're going to get, because there's comedy, there's audience participation, there's There's music, there's Neil Diamond, there's some history, everything within the first 5 minutes, so you know exactly what the show's going to be.
So a place like the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, a venue like that, that'll play really well in that type of setting.
I think it will.
Very good.
At least I'm hoping it will.
Well, that's your job, I guess, at that point, right? Talk a little bit about your journey then, to go from comedy to Elvis and then get to a Neil Diamond. Did you have to learn a lot of those Neil Diamond songs, the intricacies of those songs, or did you kind of know that all the way along?
Well, actually, when I was growing up, I was kind of stuck in the 50s. I grew up listening to 50s and 60s music, and Neil Diamond was kind of a part of that, but he wasn't really a mainstay. I was listening to Elvis and Buddy Holly and the Drifters, the Coasters, and the one-hit wonders of that era, and, you know, just that's the kind of music I listened to. So when I did Elvis, it was kind of easy. That's the stuff I listened to. And as a comedian, I was an impressionist, so when I started singing, all I did was carry my impressions over to singing. I do about 50 or 60 different singers, but as an impressionist, you gotta kind of do the mannerisms. You don't necessarily have to do, when I talk, I don't talk like Neil Diamond, because I don't want people to think I have a personality disorder and I think I'm Neil Diamond. I do have one, it's just not that one. So, you know. So we have a lot of fun with it. So when I started doing Neil Diamond, then I had to study his particular mannerisms as opposed to what I had been doing for 14 years, which was Elvis. Elvis is right-handed, Neil is left-handed. Believe it or not, that has a lot to do with your stage performance and how you perform on stage. Because a right-handed singer primarily holds his mic in his left hand and does his mannerisms and stuff with his right hand, because he's right-handed. And it's the exact opposite with a left-handed singer. So being a right-handed person, it was kind of hard for me to switch over. But, you know, now I've been doing it for 12 years. It's almost second nature now.
What is it about Neil Diamond music that gets to people?
I think it's the emotion. I think it's something that people can identify with. Neil once said in an interview, if the entire world could listen to his entire song catalog, everyone in the world would be able to pick out at least one song that would have very special meaning in their own lives. And I believe that that's true. I believe that there is at least one song for everybody. For a lot of people, there's more than one song.
Oh, absolutely. And he was such a prolific songwriter.
Yes, he was. And a lot of his stuff was very interpersonal.
So how do you choose? There's such a wide range, such a big catalog. How do you choose what songs to include in your show?
Well, I can generally do between 19 and 20 songs because I don't like to do what a lot of performers do, which is make medleys out of songs. I think the song was there for a reason, and it was as long as it was for a reason, and I do the whole song. So, I know some songs tend to repeat themselves, and I do kind of shy away from those type songs. I do more story-type songs. That doesn't mean they're ballads by any means, but I have a good mixture of kind of an 80-20 split of fast and slow songs to comedy and music to a whole bunch of other stuff. I choose my songs according to the stories that I tell. And there are several places in the show that I tend to, over the years, I plug and play. In other words, I might take this song out of the show this week and put a different song in that spot, because that particular spot in the show, it doesn't matter what I sing, it's not part of the story. Now, when I tell the story, there are certain songs that have to be there to move the story along.
Well, and I'm sure there are some songs that folks just expect to hear at a Neil Diamond performance, so therefore you kind of have
Absolutely.
To go along with those.
Absolutely, and I also hit all of his number one hits, which doesn't take long because there was only three. I hit the number one hits, and I hit the ones, the fan favorites. Believe it or not, nowadays the fan favorites are not the number one hits.
Hmm.
Because the fan favorites like Sweet Caroline and America and Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show, Holly Holy, these were top 10 songs, but they were not number one hits.
But you got some good sing-alongs there, too. I'm guessing it's crowd participation there.
There's usually quite a bit of crowd participation, yeah.
All right, very good. A lively show, and come looking to have some fun and be a part of that show. That's coming up again on Friday, October 11th, right around the corner at the Warren Cultural Center, right there on the square in Greenfield. A Neil Diamond tribute featuring Keith Allen. Hope you get a chance to come out and be a part of that performance and enjoy. And we'll have some tickets to give away for that performance coming up here pretty quick for you as well, so keep it tuned. Keith, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, too.